Saver.com.
This report is sponsored by AARP and the Ad Council. For those fortunate enough to care for the person who has always been their hero, AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving.
Local news first from the CBS 19 and WCHV newsrooms next.
Today, sunny and gorgeous with highs in the low to middle 70s.
At 5:30 this Tuesday morning, it is 56 degrees outside the Automated Office System studios. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, it's local news first.
Early in-person voting for the November general election begins on Friday. People can cast a ballot in person at their local registrar's office through October 31st.
With Hurricane Sally bearing down on the Gulf causing more concerns about oil supplies through the area, now might be the right time to fill up your gas, not because we're expecting the storms, but because fuel is down 2 cents per gallon compared to last week, according to GasBuddy.com. That brings the state average to $2.10 per gallon.
A rideshare driver was robbed at gunpoint by two men Sunday night while picking up a client on 6th Street Southeast in Charlottesville.
Officials are concerned about a census undercount.
Organizations nationwide working to boost response rates before it's too late. There are also legal battles under a series of last-minute changes. The reason is that an undercount would be damaging on a lot of levels. It determines how many representatives you have in Congress. It determines funding at both state and federal levels. That means money for schools, health care, and infrastructure on the line.
Virginia's AARP director gives us some statistics.
In Charlottesville City, only about 68%, so only about two out of every three people, have stood up, have been counted, have participated in the census.
What was a vintage B-17 doing flying over grounds in Charlottesville yesterday?
Tour director Mike Garrett is a UVA alum and wanted the plane to make the trip over his alma mater before they go to Richmond, where visitors can take tours of the plane and go for a ride.
I'll have it fly over the lawn and over Charlottesville. So I directed it the pilots to do a little flyover this morning and fly right down the lawn. So in honor of the 75th year of the end of World War II, I thought we'd do that even though we couldn't fly into Charlottesville itself.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 55 degrees with the Bloomberg Money Minute, Fox News, and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on Central Virginia's home of the Rush Limbaugh program. Take him with you wherever you go. Download the free smartphone app from the Google Play or iTunes Store and WCHV.com.
For some, news is about their opinions. We believe the news should give you the facts without bias, so you can form your own. We believe in news, not talk. Facts, not opinions. News Nation is on every night, 8, 7 Central on WGN America to give you the information you need. Everyone calls it the news, but we'll actually deliver on it. 7 nights a week in prime time. Find your local channel by going to WGNAmerica.com. News Nation, it's your news, your nation.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and get your color your way. We've made it easier than ever to try and buy color. Preview paint color.